Did people really live so long in Bible times? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Did people really live so long in Bible times? That's a question that has often plagued our minds and plagued our consciousness. Now, from the divine point of view, there's no death. From the divine point of view, life is immortal and eternal. From the divine point of view, people live long forever, immortally, eternally. So, why should it be strange for us to ask the question, did people live so long in Bible times? We leave of Methuselah, we hear about Adam, we hear about Moses, we hear about, Moses didn't live so terribly long, and we hear about Noah and his ark. We hear about many, many wonderful people of Bible times who lived very, very long lives. And we think to ourselves, my goodness sakes, living hundreds and hundreds of years, how many wives must they have gone through? How many families must they have gone through? How many of their beloveds have they seen come and go? How many of their worlds? But you see, when you live that long, you are living as an immortal being, and you do not fall in treasured love with people, with circumstances, and with things. You delight in them, you enjoy them, but as with things, they are all passing. Now, I'm 25 years of age, and as 25 years of age, I live in certain circumstances. Now, I've been 25 years of age many times, and one time when I was 25 years of age, I got married. Another time when I was 25 years of age, I had a dog. Another time when I was 25 years of age, which I do every single day of my life, being 25 years of age, I have all these great experiences. Now, around me, people come and go. Around me, people's lives begin and end. Around me, there are starts and ends to many things, and I do not worry about them. I bless them and let them go. In fact, I let them go the minute they come into my life. The minute my mother or father would come into my life, I would bless them and love them and release them. And when I would go off on my own and do my own things, live in my own life, in my own house, my own world, my own country, I would not think about them as not being with me. I would merely think about them and the great experiences we had when we had the great experiences. So there was no time. There was no beginning, no end. There was no area in which they were missed or not missed. They were always just there. Now, this is a pretty exciting possibility. This is a pretty exciting possibility. If indeed the people in Bible times lived so long, and truly you and I live long too, much longer than we know, because we live in a time of forgetfulness. Oh, you say they bury the body, they cremate the body is thrown aside. Yeah, just like so many of our cars are cast aside. But do you remember the first car you had, second car? Do you remember the various cars you had and the fun you had with them? Do you remember the various houses you lived in and the various things you did there and how your family was raised and how things were happening? And as you remember it, you're there. As you remember it, you are living it again. You might say you're reincarnating yourself back into those experiences. But in truth, we think we die because it's an easy way to move from one dimension to another. It's an easy way to have our loved ones release us, because if we're missing, they don't release us. They say it's a missing person. And they wonder where we are, and they can't go on with their life where we are concerned until we are found alive or dead or whatever. And so it's the best way to die, to throw the body away and let the people around us go on with their life, because we are ready for a new dimension. We're ready for a new experience. That's why we have this death experience, because we're ready for a new dimension and we want to leave. And if we were to just disappear, our family and friends and world would be quite concerned about us, and they would say, they've left so many things unfinished, like some musicians have their unfinished symphony. But that's not really true. We go on with many things. We don't need to go where we're going just because we tell people we're going. I'm going to New York. And so I stop off in Las Vegas and I say, hey, this is a cool place. I want to stay here in Las Vegas and live here. And I don't go to New York. And people say, you're supposed to go to New York. You said you were going to New York. We expect you to go to New York. You got to go. And no, I don't got to do nothing. And you see, this is the thing. Death is merely allowing us the freedom to live on another dimension without having people that we've created loving us and conditions and circumstances that we created needing us continue to need us, because they'll cross us off and go on with their life. And all the money that we have saved for a vacation or future or whatever, somebody else will use. And good for them. Good for them. And you can see why people in Bible times lived a long time, because their world came and went so quickly. The lifespan of the people around them were infinitesimally small. 30 years at the time of Jesus. At other times, people lived to be 18, and that was the supreme total of their life. So naturally, they had children when they were 10 and 12 years old, because if they didn't, they'd never have any reproduction. They'd never have any families, and they'd never have any world. But they extended their lifespan, they extended their mortality, they extended their appearances, and some did it so well that they just never died. Now, how do we have records of these things? How do we know these things? Doesn't matter. It's just the principle that we're talking about. And the principle is, we, you and I, can live eternally. We can disappear from this dimension of life, we can disappear from this level of consciousness and not be seen again. And we can also, in our disappearance, be living somewhere else. Or we can die and then live somewhere else. Or we can go through any of the processes that we think are fun or interesting or dynamic and do them. But did people really live so long in Bible times? I quite believe they did. And I know that they do now. And I know that you and I are far more aged than we give ourselves credit for. Not just in 100 years, not just in 1,000, but in thousands of years. And in millions of years, and in infinity, because we are immortal. Kind of shakes you up a little, doesn't it? But when you really start to think about it, what difference does it make? It's so much easier to release someone when they've died and gone than it is to release someone who's missing. And so it is that the role of death allows us to live immortally and yet not have people mourn for us and the world we create about us long for us, but rather to release us. Think about this. Perhaps you come up with another way of defining this and expressing this, even better than what I've come up with, and that's not difficult to presume. So think about it. You might very well do that, and wouldn't that be a ball? Have a lot of fun in this life, because that's what life is all about, to have a lot of fun. And you can be sure that our aged characters of the Old Testament Bible had a lot of fun, and are quite likely still having a lot of fun doing their own thing and living in whatever dimension and dimensions and multi-dimensions that they choose to live in. So have fun, be yourself, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.